Now, this parable of the vineyard set off a verbal war. Notice this. And they send unto him, I'm reading verse 13, certain of the Pharisees and of the Herodians to catch him in his words. And when they were come, they say unto him, Master, we know that thou art true, and carest for no man, for thou regardest not the person of men, but teachest the way of God in truth. Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? And I think this is a masterpiece. We saw it in Matthew, but look here again. Shall we give or shall we not give? But he, knowing their hypocrisy. Oh, me, they were hypocrites. They flattered him. He called them hypocrites. He didn't accept it. He did, by the way, from Nicodemus. But he, knowing their hypocrisy, said unto them, why tempt ye me? Bring me a penny, that I may see it. Why did he ask them for a penny? He's going to use their own coin, that's to be sure. But I don't think he had one himself. Just think of that. The Lord of glory in this world didn't have a dime in his pocket, friends. Can you imagine that? How wonderful he was. He didn't have a coin. He didn't have a lot of credit cards in his pocket like I got here in my pocket and you've got in yours today. Can't use them very much, but I got the credit cards. He had nothing like that. He said, let me have a coin. They gave him a coin, and he asked them the question. You see, if he'd said you're to pay tribute to Caesar, then that would have meant that he would put Caesar ahead of Moses and of the Messiah. And if he had said, well, you're not to give tribute, that would be insurrection, would it not, in that day? They thought they had him, but they didn't have him. He says, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Then they marveled at him, and they certainly did. And by the way, that reveals that the child of God has a twofold responsibility. In fact, more than a twofold. Someone said to me some time ago, my father's in the hospital, my mother is sick, and I have now this money to give to the church. Should I give it to the church or should I help them? And I said, well, if you didn't help them, what would be their situation? Well, they said they'd actually be in dire need. They'd really have to accept charity. Well, I said, your responsibility is to them. You see, we can get some very pious ideas today. You and I do have a responsibility to government. Now, I think I've got too much responsibility. Frankly, I felt my income taxes this year. They pinched me, they hurt, and I felt that as I saw the way that some of the senators are living today and the big time they can have, and the way that I saw the corruption that's taking place in all areas today of government, I resent very much paying income tax. I must confess, but I ought to pay some. I recognize I have a responsibility there. I have a responsibility to my loved ones. I have a responsibility to my church. I have a responsibility to you today to give the Word of God out. I have no business try to promote myself or to promote some organization. I'm to promote the Word of God. I think we all have responsibilities, and that's what our Lord is saying. You have a responsibility to Caesar, discharge it, but that doesn't relieve you of responsibility to God. My, this was a marvelous incident that he turned into a parable. Give me a coin, and with that coin, he illustrated, you see, a great truth.